We are exactly up to Simon Tes Vav, and we're up to Seif Beis. We did Seif Aleph on Thursday. We're doing Seif Beis. So today, I'll tell you what the program is this week. Today and this week, Beis Hashem. I want to push fast Simon Tes Vav. It's not as perhaps not as relevant. I'm going to push that very fast. I want to do Simon Tes Vav tonight, Beis Hashem. I know it's quite a lot, but I want to push that. Then it comes Simon Tes Zayin, which I want to do this week as well, which is the Shia Talas, the size of the Talas. It's very interesting and very important. And then Simon Yud Zayin is about Miyachei Ovin B'Tzitzis, who are the ones obligated in Tzitzis. I want to also perhaps start with Zman Tzitzis, which is the correct timing of putting on Tzitzis. If everything goes according to plan, if it does, then by the end of next week, we should be able to complete Simon Hilchas Tzitzis. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, Seif Beis, pardon? No, I don't think now we do.
No,
I see. Okay, because I don't think we've heard you for a while. I think it's been since your time. Absolutely, yes. Okay, thank you very much for agreeing. Okay. It's been a while, no? It's been quite a while. It's been a while, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to do this quite fast. Seif Beis teaches us the following halacha. Eino yochel likach haknaf k'moishu im atzitzios. You cannot do the following. See, you've got a detached tzitzis. However, it's not just the tzitzis which is detached, but the actual part of the beged as well. So you've got a part of the garment which has come off and torn off with the tzitzis. I have a clear, distinct memory of one of my kids having once torn off with a bike. That's exactly what happened. It tore off not just the tzitzis strings, as it were, came off, but actually he tore off part of the garment. So the tzitzis were beautifully kosher. Everything was fine and beautiful. It just happens to be like a detached part of the garment. So, question is, can you take this? This tzitzis, which is still attached to the garment, but detached from the main part of the garment, can you take that and say, oh wow, do you know what, I have another garment, and I can just, might as well just save myself the tying, and the, you know, I'm just going to attach that to the tzitzis, and thereby save myself, I can only do 3 tzitzis to the new garment, as opposed to 4 tzitzis. Can you do that or not? Why? Very good. That's exactly it. So, en yochalikach haknaf k'moshu, says Shulchan Aruch in Seif Beis. You cannot take the knaf, the corner, k'moshu imat tzitzios v'letofoi bevegedacha. You cannot take it and attach it to a next garment, mishum, because it says al kanf v'bigdeim v'ni beinon. It says al kanf. So the way it sounds, the truth is that you're right, John. It should also the problem also is also. Probably what you are saying, but there is over here another problem as well. That is al kanf big dam on the knaf of the big dam, the knaf ze lo yomi beged ze b'shas asi, and this comes from a different knaf, from a different corner, and therefore I cannot attach it onto the next garment. But yes, there is a problem of tasim and also as well. So it cannot be. So what's the? It's what you have to do.
Untie it.
Yeah. Okay, so you give me Rabbi Yisrael, we move on. Talis Metzietz Il Chosa. What about if you've got a talis which is Metzietz, it's got tzitzis on this particular talis, on his garment, Kil Chosa, everything good and fine. However, Shekel Kulishnaim, you divide it into 2 halves. Uvichol Chelek, Yesh Boshiel Isate, but it's a very large garment. And now, by cutting it into half, you actually, each half is actually a shear, is enough shear. What the shears we'll learn in the next seminar, which is this week still. Each of them has got still a shear that is required in having tzitzis. And for argument's sake, each half had 2 tzitzis. Can you now add 2 tzitzis onto this half? And now 2 tzitzis on the other half, or not? Huh? Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein boy mishum tasev elun." Also, there is no problem with tasev elun. Also, and it can be done because
What the Mishnah explains is that each of them has a sheer talus. So all you've done really is you have made two tzitzis onto, is as if, you, as it were, you've got a full baguette with four tzitzis. Now you've divided it into two halves. So now really what you've done is that there's another, it just needs another two tzitzis.
You've made two tzitzis through.
Yeah, you would have, I also instinctively would have said, there's a problem of Tazim and also Shulchan Aruch. However, the contrast to that is if that one of the two halves is not a shared tzitzis, then it would be a problem. It's the reason why, the reason why it's okay is because it is, it was a kosher baguette, and it remains a kosher baguette. So therefore it's okay. Right.
Now I cut it there so it's also square on that side.
Yeah.
And already I had the two sitters this side. That wouldn't be okay. Because it wasn't an Abacanthus.
It wasn't Abacanthus. Yeah, probably.
So the Rosh is what the Rosh saying is that let's say if someone had a massive talus and you want to make it smaller, you couldn't make it smaller unless it
was. Each half is a kosher shear, yeah. But if it is kosher, we'll be fine. Okay, now Siv Dalet is the following interesting halacha. Nikra ha-talas toich shloish etzboi samuch l'sfas ha-beged. We remember that we learned a while ago that the corners of the there is a specific place where the tzitzis hole must be. We spoke about that. That hole must be in the corner within three etzbois of the edges. We spoke about that. Both horizontally and vertically, the hole must be within three etzbois, three fingers of the edge of the baguette. Remember we spoke about that. Now, what happens if there's a tear? Right there is a tear. So Shulchan Aruch says, that's the beginning of Siv Dalet, Nikra Talis, Toich Shlosh Etzbois, Somuch Letzfas HaKnaf, if, I'm just reading the words again, Nikra Talis, if the talis is torn, Toich Shloisha Etzbois on top of page 54. Toich within Shloisha Etzbois, within three fingers with Somuch, close, Lesfasa Knaf, to the edge of this, right by the corner over there. It's within the edge, the corner of the baguette. Eino Rishai Letop Void Aloch is, you're not allowed to stitch it together again. So say, you've got over here a tear. This is the corner of the baguette. If you've got, this is the three etzbois here, or three etzbois here, or three over here. If you've got a significant tear here or here, you're not allowed to stitch it together. Why not? So let's see. There's two explanations which are very different. What is it?
Does that include, the hole has become so, the hole where the...
Yeah, so it's not exactly. We'll get to that as well. Perashashi. The Rashi says a very interesting, unexpected explanation and interpretation. According to Rashi, the reason why I cannot stitch it together is the following reason. The Chashinon, we are concerned. When you're stitching it together, there may be a string of the string which remained, leftovers. And we are concerned he's going to take it. V'yosif is going to add it of Shiva Chutin Hashem Tzitzis. As you are stitching it together, you say, oh, I've got a bit of leftovers, a bit of leftover string. And I was going to say, oh, leftover, recycling. I'm going to use this string now as one of the strings of the tzitzis. Which you can't do, of course. But we are concerned about that. So we are concerned, if there is a tear within the last three fingers in the corner over here, we are concerned about a leftover being used as a chutin, as a chutin of the tzitzis. Which would be a concern. But at times, according to this, if there's a tear, we are concerned, don't stitch it together, we are concerned about the leftovers being used as a tzitzis. Levisa, according to this, talis shel tzemer, if the talis is made out of wool, shenikreis toch shloisham, if the tear is within the tzitzis, and it's made out of wool, mutalet for ha'idna, you're allowed to, it's not a concern, you'd be allowed to stitch it together because it's made out of wool, ve'ein derech litvoy b'chutei tzemer. And because generally we don't do tzitzis made out of wool, and therefore there is no concern. You could stitch it together as long as the baguette is made out of wool. However, this is all the former interpretation according to Rashi. Rav Amram has got a very different interpretation. Why is it that you cannot stitch it together? Why is it? The time of the nikra toch shloisha les poteres beget. Okay, it says as follows. He says, what happens if this tears over here? If this corner over here tears, and we're talking about a very small area called, very interesting pshat, a small area over here, which is three tefachim on three tefachim, literally this corner over here, imagine where my finger is now, that is tearing off. Over here, this area over here is being, literally, a couple of centimeters here, a couple of centimeters, this corner over here, the corner of the corner is torn off, completely torn off. So the Rav Amram Gon, he says, this is not considered a baguette because of its size. You've got a tiny piece being detached, that's not a baguette. It lacks important chshivas value because of its size. That's not considered a baguette. And therefore he says, the time shum the nikar toich shloisha less poteras baget, the command the less sedomi. It's not considered, it's command, as if it doesn't exist. The alpha gav, the tofa, furthermore, now he comes of Amram and he says a chiddish, even if I stitch it back on, command the posik choshuv, because of it, lack of its importance, even if I attach it back on, it's as if it doesn't exist. It didn't exist because it tore off, it lacks value because it got torn off. Now, it's so unimportant, and even if I attach it back on, it loses its intrinsic value. It has no more value anymore. The Ovid Batzitzis Lo Potter Letzitz Letales. He says, listen, we all understand that if this part of you gets detached, then you cannot put the tzitzis on anymore, because there's no knaf, there's no corn over here. So if a little piece gets torn off over here, it's a problem. What of Amum is Mechadish is that if you've got a piece which is torn off over here, even if I attach it back on, I would have assumed that it's fine. But now we're learning, no. Even if you put it back on, you have messed it up. You have messed it up. Even if you attach it back on, you would assume that it's okay. Amum said, no. It's no good. This lacks value, and it's always going to lack value. And even if you attach it back on, it's lacking chashivas, and it's meaningless. Command the lesser damye. Loi potra letalas. If it's a bag, then it's got a baguette. Yeah. It would be okay according to this parish. Correct. Very good. Loi potra letalas. The parish says, im nikra v'nishtaya kol shu kosher. Now, another difference is, according to this pshat, what happens if it doesn't tear off completely? What if it didn't tear off completely? I see. I can carry on? What happens if it's not completely detached? It's still dangling on a little bit. Then according to this pshat, it's fine. Because the only problem was when it's completely detached. But as long as it's still a bit attached, it's okay. Im nikav and ishtai kol shu kosher. V'yesh oim delarav amru la nifsa la tzitzis shu yiboy b'shash b'esh shetofoy. Havri mach shetofoy itil b'tzitzis kosher v'yesh shumayim yetzi kulom heichad efsha. Now within Rav Amram's interpretation, the machloik is what happens if this tour before the tzitzis was attached, only after the tzitzis was attached. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, we should be machmir according to all opinions. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, it is the custom universally, that Mishabu pointed out over here, that we've got this reinforcement. Both Talas Cotton, Talas Gold has got this reinforcement. The reason for that is, yes, because exact this halacha over here, that if we have a tear over here within the corner, if we have this tear within the corner over here, that would be a machloikas of Amram, Gon, or Rashi. We're getting into trouble. When would it be kosher or not? In order to avoid any machloikas, in order to avoid any problems, we reinforce this part, because if there would be a tear within this bottom corner, this corner, if there would be a tear, we would run into a machloikas between Rashi, of Amram, Gon, etc., which might invalidate our talus or our tzitzis. Therefore, the minhag has been for centuries already, for a long time, that we reinforce this corner. We reinforce it, we reinforce the corners. That's the background to it. And we should really be aware of it, that if there is a tear in that area, it remains, it's likely to become a halachic problem.
Why is that? I mean, I understand the kashas of the beggar that we in the corner. Wouldn't you have the same issue if it came up anywhere?
No, because
It
the reason why, yeah, no. Well, again.
If something tore off from the talus somewhere else, not in the corner.
Yes, then it's not.
It wasn't reattached, but it's
no, the reason why it invalidates the beggar is because it's in the corner. Otherwise, it doesn't invalidate the beggar. It doesn't make a difference.
So I could put on the pachos and give
them all. Yeah. 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 Okay, Rabbi says, if I'm nikra menekev shat, that's your question. What happens if nikra menekev shat sitzis tolui boi velemat? What happens if this hole over here, this hole, we're talking about the way we have got it, there's no fence to Rabbi Feingold. Let's talk about this scenario over here with the non-chassidish talus. What if this hole over here tears further? So, Allah says as follows, if nikra menekev shat sitzis tolui boi velemat, it tears down. This happens. It happens a lot, that this tears down. If the tzitzis was inserted before the tear, which is normally the case, right? The tzitzis was inserted there, b'shas hakera, when he tore, kosher, the tzitzis remains kosher, that's okay. What happens if there was a significant tear? And there was a long tear, and now you want to put the tzitzis in, you want to replace tzitzis, you want to put new tzitzis in, then imushal tzema kosher lekul alma, if it's out of wool, it's okay. If imushal shaminim shtech litvoy b'chutin shol shamin, lo yitvoy l'da'as Rashi. According to Rashi, you've got a problem over here, because it may be that if you've got a tear over here, and you want to put tzitzis on now, new tzitzis on now, there's a chashash, a concern, oh, I'm adding tzitzis here, perhaps I'm going to use the spare wool I'm using, and I'm going to use that for the tzitzis strings. And therefore, there's a concern, a chashash, and therefore, if there was a tear, according to Rashi, and only after that, subsequently, I want to put on tzitzis, I would have a problem. That remains a suffix. I would say, for as well, Rabbi Yisrael, ha'toyf ha'chatichas beged bekant fe'atales, somebody who puts a baguette, any additional material, pekant fat tzitzis to the corners of the talus, v'chein tzilna shenoy gnit for yosov ha-nekev shat tzitzis boy. If I'm adding an element to the corner of the baguette, such as this, or any other additional which I'm adding to the talus, im talus shel meshi, if the talus is made out of silk, for toif bechut meshi, lavonim adding silk which is white, yeshloch ledas Rashi shloit yeshon tfir lematu mesholish velematu mekesher gudel. I'm going to be concerned according to the opinion of Rashi that perhaps I'm going to add up an extra string, and I'm going to use that for the tzitzis. V'adin b'chol mokum shetoif bechut shel shumin tzitzis Rashi not shemikach ois lechut lechut tzitzis. Here again is problem, the chashash of Rashi, the concern of Rashi, that I may be using the spare leftovers, I may want to use that as a string for the tzitzis, which of course would be possible to be problematic. Therefore, I'm not allowed to do that. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Yeah. Yeah, because Rashi is good, yeah. Correct. But again, what's important to note is that it gives us an insight about this ancient minhag, why we reinforce the corners. Because, again, if there would be any tear over here within the three tefachim, it would be a psul. So there, because we would concern that perhaps we're going to take the leftovers, going to make tzitzis out of this. Or if it's torn off completely, we'd be concerned that it's not considered a beggar anymore, and by reattaching it would be a problem. So therefore, we make sure that there's no tear whatsoever in the corners. We make sure there's no tear, and like this, and that's why we reinforce beggars, whether it's according to Rashi, according to Amun Gon. Okay, Rabbi said that's for this evening. We will continue Beis Hashem tomorrow with an important discussion of the Shia Talas, what is considered the right length, the right width of a talus, of a tzitzis, and what is the correct size for adults, for children, etc. That will be discussed Beis Hashem tomorrow. I wish you a very good evening.